Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. If you guys are just joining us, we are talking about food today, all about cuisine and traveling around the U.S. There's so many great places where you can stop and have a great bite to eat, and they're all covered in the July issue of the Oprah magazine. And so check that out. And hey, just pull out your pencil and paper, depending on where you're planning to go, or maybe you decide on somewhere to go based on that article, because it covers every state in the U.S. and great places to eat. Olivia and I are sitting in here now kind of nibbling on our fingers because our last guest, Chris Vaver from Las Cruces Tourism Department, really got me kind of hungry and ready for really hamburger, chili pepper hamburger.
Yeah, it was interesting to learn about the creativity that goes into, you know, building dishes based off of a green chili pepper and, you know, learning how it brings the whole state together.
It really does. It really does. I mean, you see that everywhere on every menu. But now our state, Georgia, hey, we can't leave it out.
We got some good stuff.
We've got some really good stuff. Going down to the coast, and we were able to pull Doc Bill away from that farm today, so we have him on the phone. So, Doc Bill, let's talk a little bit about Georgia food. There's some great food here, too.
And since we have a diverse geography, we can have a variety of foods. We've got the mountains, we've got the mid-area of Georgia, and then we also have the coast. So we can get fresh seafood, we can get mountain trout, we can get the great animals that you have up in the mountain areas, as well as the wild game. So Georgia has a bit of everything, and we also have a lot of fresh and unusual produce, as well as meat products to have to hand to the world.
Why don't we start with the coast then? Because I know that's where you are right now, and I know how much you love to have those crabs. I do too, but there's all other seafoods there as well, shrimp and great fish, as you just mentioned.
Oh, definitely. I mean, when you think of Georgia, you think of the white shrimp, and we have some of the best shrimp in the world. And whether you're in Darien, Georgia, where we have a fishing fleet, we also have shrimp that's sent up to the area of Savannah. Savannah is our old, it's the old Southern lady. And when you think of Savannah and you think of food, one of the new restaurants, which has been there for, I guess, about going on 3 years, is a restaurant called The Gray. It's in a remodeled Greyhound bus station. And the chef there, Ms. Bailey, does a tremendous amount of bringing back some of the great Southern dishes. It's a farm-to-table restaurant, and the food and selection there is really good, good local quality food, local seafood, and again, local great fresh ingredients. You've got Benton bacon, which is a great fresh smoked bacon. You've got peas, which are from the area of coastal region. And again, she produces some of the best local food you're going to have. In Savannah, that's something that I think is changing. Savannah seafood area is changing. Savannah food scene is changing. And that's one of the new restaurants, which has been a game changer in that area. And more restaurants are opening in Savannah.
Mm.
You move further down the coast, you have to look at places such as Hellyard's, which is run by Dave Schneider. It's a great restaurant. And again, he uses great local Southern food. I mean, we have snapper, we have flounder, we have grouper. And these are local fish that are brought in and served with the great shrimp. And then there's also the crab houses as well. We have a lot of local fish markets. A place like Dockside comes to mind, where they have great stone crabs. And stone crabs is something you just can't, you can get outside of Florida. And here in Georgia, we can get those crabs just as well. We harvest them here, and we have them just as abundant, and they're very fresh.
Well, that's kind of a little unknown tidbit about Georgia food, because I don't think most people know that you can get those stone crabs. They always think you have to go down to Florida for those. So that's a good little tip there.
No, you can get them here, and also soft shell crabs. We're the first state in which soft shell crabs start to begin their molt process. So when you think about tax time around April 15th, and a bit earlier, the soft shell crabs start in Georgia first. And then they leave Georgia, and then they occur in Florida, and then they come back up to South Carolina, and lastly they hit North Carolina and Maryland. So we're the first place to get the soft shell crabs. If you want that first soft shell crab of the season, you come to Georgia, hit the Georgia coast.
But now, when I think also, too, about food, especially down on the coastal area there, I know you guys are working on several projects, the sugarcane project, where you're bringing back the purple ribbon sugarcane, and, of course, those great Gullah Geechee red peas that you guys work with as well.
Well, we are. We're working with the sapling red peas. We got the crop up and growing. We had a bit of a delay in starting it because we had a lot of rain early spring, so we couldn't really get the crop in because the land was just had too much water in it. But the peas are up now, growing. The cane has been up, and it's being fertilized, and it's responding well with some good organic fertilizer. And that's a unique product that hasn't been around since the end of slavery. So we're really happy to see exactly how this product is going to be doing. And it's grown by the descendants of former slaves who used to grow it back in the mid-1800s. And that's a unique project, as well as restoring the project or restoring that cane on Sapelo Island. When we leave the coast, we move to the mid-area, which is going to be the Atlanta area, which is rapidly changing.
Yeah, it is rapidly changing. What's some of the trending restaurants there? What are some of those?
Well, we have one of the largest food scenes going, I think, particularly in the country, as far as number of new restaurants being added. And a great source for information on restaurants is a source called Eater. Eater lists restaurants, but unlike a lot of the other sites, it gives you the trends and what's happening. The chefs and the restaurateurs are actually involved in adding to the site. So you get information on new restaurants, restaurants that have closed, new coming trends that are happening, and a lot of things on James Beard Awards and James Beard Award-winning chefs, which are very interesting, their perspectives, where they eat, what's hot, what's not hot. And they have a list on Eater called the Essential 38. And you can find Eater in most of the major cities in the United States. And it tells you what are the best restaurants at that moment, or the 38 best restaurants, and also in the same area, what are the hottest restaurants. So with the building of the new Brave Stadium, which is in place, a variety of restaurants are opening up around that area. Incredible. And the one that I think is probably the most anticipated is the one by our well-known Georgia chef, Chef Linton Hopkins, who to me epitomizes Southern food. He's put in place a farm-to-table program that has really put the state of Georgia and the Southeast on the map. And he's opening up a Southern steakhouse. There are a lot of steakhouses in Georgia, but this is a Southern steakhouse, which specializes in the Southern product with a little bit of a New Orleans Creole spin. And so that's going to be opening up in probably late July and near the new Braves stadium in Cobb County. And that'll be a really, really good restaurant to go to.
Well, that sounds fantastic. But, you know, up in the Gainesville area, there's also a really great steak restaurant in Beaufort.
Oh, it is. It's called Bare Bones. And again, it's that restaurant that's the primary star is what a steakhouse is meat and big cuts of meat. And more steakhouse, you see this in Linton's restaurant as well as you're seeing it in Bare Bones, where they have steak for really two people. They'll get a big cut of steak, such as a porterhouse, and the steak may be as big as 32 to 35 ounces. And it's really designed for two people or three people. And the meat cooks well when it's cooked in larger amounts like that. And it's when two people get it, the price comes down dramatically. So you may pay $50 or even $60 for that, but when you divide it in half, you get a great cut of meat for a price that's affordable for two. And even with two people, a lot of times some of the meat comes home. Unless you happen to have a football player living with you, then I doubt it.
Well, I don't know. I've had those steaks at Bare Bones, and I could possibly eat one of those whole steaks myself. They are delicious, really grilled to perfection there. But now
they are.
Any other kind of eateries or trends that are going on in Georgia? Because Georgia, you know, it sounds like from what you're describing, really is a place where people need to start coming to in terms of culinary trips, culinary tours.
Well, they do. I mean, you have a lot of things that are happening here. Again, I mentioned the farm to table programs, but you have a lot more Asian fusion occurring more and more. A lot of the traditional restaurants, whether they're restaurants that specialize in Japanese food, whether they're restaurants that specialize in Korean food, you start to see fusion restaurants. Restaurants that just don't do one, but they do a fusion between the two. And that's something that you see more and more. Japanese restaurants are taking on different varieties of Korean influences and particularly American influences. And more Hispanic restaurants, particularly Mexican restaurants with tacos, taking the front stage. And you see less and less of things that used to be only reserved to, let's say, food trucks becoming more and more prominent in little eateries now and now. So the taco scene is becoming big, but becoming big in restaurants. The pizza scene, we're becoming known more and more as a pizza city in the Atlanta area, you know. So a lot of places now are doing pizzas, Neapolitan pizzas, and these are becoming part of their normal menu. And again, we have our usual barbecue. And to me, my favorite barbecue place, when I think of it, at least in the Georgia area, is Fox Brothers, because they do a great brisket. And these are people that have been in other places, and they're bringing the traditions from Texas, traditions from Kansas City, and they're coming to Atlanta, and they're setting up, bringing those same traditions. And these will mix with some of the local Southern things, so you get like a fusion between Texas or between Kansas City and the Southeastern influence, which is really great.
It really is great. I mean, you have me hungry. I think this whole show has me ready. As soon as we wrap up, I am going out for a meal. I'm starving after listening to everything. But Dr. Beal, thanks for checking in with us. Great, great, great information on the state of Georgia. Now, you guys, this wraps it up for us today. We hope that you guys will join us again. And make sure, again, to go to the Facebook page, The Me to Know. Answer some of those questions, join in with us as we go through this year of adventure this year, while I'm an O Magazine ambassador. So you have to come along with me, and you can do that through that Facebook page, as well as my Facebook page, Travel Bags with Anita. So Olivia and I, we are heading out. We're going to get something to eat. Bye-bye, guys. Thanks for listening today.